Being diagnosed with an illness connected to death can be life-shattering, or it can be a reason to reflect on life. And for many, that in itself is healing. That's what Darlene Harris did. She's a certified massage therapist at Peace of Body, Peace of Mind in the city of Richmond. The name of her business reflects a lot of what she has now come to after living many years of what she calls misery, from a disturbed childhood to a failed marriage to being diagnosed with leukemia at age 45. KALW's Hannah Baba met Darlene at Team in Training, TNT for short. It's an organization that trains marathon runners and walkers, raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Darlene is what they call an honoree, someone who has had a bout with a blood cancer. She goes out to where they train to inspire them and cheer them on as a live example of what the money they raise can do. At a recent training, Darlene and Hannah set up their water stop, and while they waited for runners and walkers to come by, thirsty for a drink or some encouragement, Darlene told her story.
After realizing I had leukemia and I had to stay in the hospital for 68 days, gave me time to unload things that I had suppressed in my life. And those things revealed itself to me. One was I had an abandonment issues with not having a father growing up. Molestation in my life, coming from a dear family member. Abusive marriage, beaten pretty bad, where comas and blindness came about. But through all of those, my faith in God kept me alive and well.
And for the first time, she began to put it all on paper while laying in her hospital bed. She said while she was healing her body, she needed to heal her soul.
Each day, something would come across my mind of how I survived. And I began to write what it was about all these issues that I was going through. Some of them was very painful for me to write about. One was talking about abandonment. I didn't put all my feelings and my things that I was going through as a child in there. For instance, again, about seeing other people, young kids, teenagers, and adults having dinner with their father, walking with their father, conversations with their fathers, and my emotions of how I was walking one day, probably about 9 years old, when I seen a girl walking with her dad, holding her dad's hand, and how emotional.
So you're back at that moment right now?
Yes. How I had stepped to the side by a tree and watched them pass by. And had my little fantasy of what my father would look like. And me walking with him so happy. And it took me a while to come out of that little trance. But then I got it together and I went on to school. But I was kind of sad that day. Because why nobody don't want me? What kind of person I am that they could make me and not want me?
Darlene looks up to the sky, wipes her tears from behind her glasses, and looks to the right. In an instant, she's transformed from sad to excited when she sees her TNT team starting to show up.
Now we have to, every couple of minutes, we're going to have to stop, ring the bell, and offer some water and Gatorade to the runners coming in. All right. Woo! Hello, hello.
What a nice welcome, I felt.
The sweaty, panting runners have their drinks, a quick chat, and are on their way. And so we get back to Darlene's story, past the agony and on to the hopeful.
So let's talk about how you got involved with TNT then.
As I began to walk, I saw the team in training. And I just burst out crying, so emotional. And I asked them, what miles were they doing? And they told me they were doing 18. And I was like, oh my God, this is fabulous. And I wanted to participate right then and there. And when I realized that team and training was a cause and raising funds for something that I had, all I knew was I wanted to be a part of this.
As honoree Darlene Harris passes out water and encourages her team members on, her 57-year-old smile never leaves her face, and she's glowing with a positive energy that's contagious, the energy of a survivor. She's free from leukemia, free from the agony of haunting memories, and is now part of a cause that's working to heal others. And she says next time, she might take on the running trail herself.
Every soul that comes, I see coming in, I root for them. Go, team. You go. Team in training. I ring my bells and let them know that I love them and I appreciate them coming and doing this event and training for people with blood disorders. It's just my joy to be out here. And eventually, I'm going to get a half a marathon in, but I'm not promising anybody 26.2.